Lake Effect continues on Milwaukee Public Radio now. I'm Mitch Tyke. Milwaukee area singer-songwriter Ian Ash and his band, Ian and the Dream, have recently released their second EP called Saturns of Stars, and we're hearing a track from it called Fall Into Your Arms. Ash is a young musician, but already a seasoned performer and songwriter. He started writing music at age 10, and by the time he was 13, he had won the Summerfest Pepsi Talent Search. Ash and longtime friend and bassist Chivo formed the band in 2008. They added drummer Brian Farver a little over a year ago. For their new EP, they enlisted the help of Grammy-winning producer Stephen Short, who's worked with rock greats such as Genesis, Queen, and Paul McCartney. Ash and Farver came by the Lake Effect Performance Studio to chat with Bonnie North, and Ian explained how they happened to pick up their drummer.
Basically, one of our old mutual friends from back in the day was talking to me, and he said, because I play drums too, and he said, Ian, I know you and I think we're good drummers, but there's this one guy named Brian, and he just plays us both under the table.
Oh, my goodness. And when did you come into the fold?
That was a little over a year ago, and it's funny because we've both played in bands for a long time, and we both come from the same town, Waukesha. Both went to schools across town, so we're kind of like crosstown rivals. I went to North, he went to West, go North Stars.
Marching band rivals,
exactly. But we always kind of knew of each other, and then the time came that he just contacted me and, "Hey Brian, I am looking for a drummer. Would you be interested?" And the rest, as they say, is history. The rest is the dream.
You know, a lot of the music that you do, or most of it, is yours.
Yes.
Right? Yeah. And so, were you always writing like in high school, or is that something that you came to more gradually? Were you a cover band first? Is I guess what I'm asking.
I guess when I was 15 and we started doing the home shows, as we called it, setting up in the backyards of our neighborhood friends, then it was mainly the covers. But no, I've been writing music since I was 10. So yeah, it's been a long time writing and developing, honing my craft. But yeah, I started writing when I was 10 years old, and the Beatles were kind of my inspiration. Came home and the Beatles anthology was on television when I was in fourth grade. My parents were watching it, and that was it. Then I had to get a guitar, learn how to play, and then I started writing pretty close right after that. So,
what comes first for you, lyrics, tune? Depends on the song?
It's usually the tune. You know, I'm one of those guys who has a lot of melodies floating through his head throughout the day. So usually I'll hear like a catchy melody that almost seems like it was just zapped there from another dimension. And sometimes a lyric hook will come right with it, like a song you're going to hear, We Know How to Fall. Kind of had that melody in my head and the lyric hook at the same time. So
what's interesting to me, too, is, you know, looking at your press stuff on the website is that Beatles connection actually comes more closer from the 6 degrees of separation idea on your on your EP Saturns of Stars, because your producer actually worked with Paul McCartney, right?
That's right. Yes.
Yeah,
yes.
So tell me about that, and how on earth did you meet him?
Well, Stephen's just an incredible guy. He used to own Trident Studios in London, and a very talented engineer, producer, you know, audiophile, whatever have you. But basically, I just reached out to him. Me and my dad were watching Brewers games, and we noticed there was an artist on there, and we're like, oh, who represents this artist? And we came across Stephen. It's like, wow, here's a guy who has really accomplished a lot in the business, from working with all these big legends, Paul McCartney, Queen, and, you know, here's a guy who could be working with just about anyone, but he's deciding to develop young artists who need the help. So I just reached out to him, and I was thrilled, ecstatic, beyond joy, jumping up and down when he wrote back and said, you know, Ian, I like your music. Let's talk. So,
and how long from that initial connection to actually producing the album? Was it a short time?
Well, this latest release we did with him, boy, that was thrown together very quickly, because at that point we had already done a lot of work together, so we had a good feel for each other. But the one we did together a year ago, that was a lot of pre-production. So I'd say after the initial conversation, about 6 weeks, 2 months later, he was flying in from L.A. to meet us here and do some pre-production, and then we went into the studio a few months later. So that one was a lot more thought out, but the second one was just bang, 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 let's go.
And why do you think? Do you think that's because you guys know each other better?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. That's part of it, what we learned from the first process, and definitely.
Well, you mentioned the song that we're going to hear in just a moment. So tell me about this tune and set it up for us.
We Know How to Fall. Mm-hmm. That's a song we used to open our set with. Now we close it with
yes,
it.
That's right.
Yeah, and it features real fast stuff from Brian there on the drums or the tambourine, depending on the setting.
That's right.
Yeah, we have to say that in this version, you're just going to be on hand percussion.
Exactly. I'll just be scaling it back a little bit here. I'm actually using my daughter's maracas. They're pink and
they're very cute.
Thank you. I didn't want to mention it. Yeah. Actually, the first time I saw Ian in the Dream, before I was a member of the band, but I still knew the guys, they opened with this song. And I just remember that was kind of the moment where, wow, I really, really wish I could play drums for these guys. And, well, here we are now.
So here you are.
Here we are now.
So tell me about the song and then we'll hear it.
Well, this song is just a lot of fun. It's just one of those hooks that came to me, like I said, pretty quickly. And it's just kind of about, you know, falling for somebody, I guess you could say. When I played at the elementary schools and the kids would write thank you letters, they thought it was about literally falling or tumbling down a hill. So, but it's more, you know, the metaphor for, you know, what it's like when you feel like you're on a roller coaster just heading straight down and you're falling in love with someone or whatever and you really don't have control about it. So that's how we like to end our set, with a loss of control in a good way.
All right. Well, let's hear it in Lake Effects Performance Studio. Ian and the Dream with We Know How to Fall.
Well, our time is running out and there's nowhere to go. Let's not guess which way's best. Focus on what we know. We know how to fall, we know how to fall, baby. We know how to fall, we know how to fall, yeah. We know how to fall, we know how to fall, baby. We know how to fall, we know how to fall. Yeah, yeah, we're taking a chance, getting close to each other. We both make it scraped on the chin. But if we tumble and fall, maybe then we'll discover love will get under our skin. When our hearts are full of love, all the better for our fall. When our hearts are beating fast, any problem will be small. We know how to fall, we know how to fall, baby. We know how to fall, we know how to fall, yeah. We know how to fall, we know how to fall, baby. We know how to fall, we know how to fall. Yeah, yeah, we're taking a chance, getting close to each other. We both make it scraped on the chin. But if we tumble and fall, maybe then we'll discover love will get under our skin. I said no. Fall and be with me. I have to hold each other as we plunge deeper underneath. Yeah, we're taking a chance, getting close to each other. We both make it scraped on the chin. But if we tumble and fall, maybe then we'll discover if love will get under our skin. Yeah, it's that time in your life when you finally discover the beauty of letting fate win. Cause each step we retrace always points to the other. We're gonna find ways to begin again. We know how to fall, we know how to fall, baby. We know how to fall, we know how to fall, yeah. We know how to fall, we know how to fall, baby. We know how to fall, we know how to fall, yeah.
That's We Know How to Fall, Ian and the Dream. That's Ian Ash and Brian Farver here in the studio. Missing our bass player, or your bass player rather, Chivo. But
yeah,
when you play live, I'm assuming, you know, he's going to be there too.
He'll be there and he'll be loud.
Okay, excellent. Excellent. That's a great tune.
Thank you.
And, you know, I'm hearing the Beatles influence in your courting.
Oh, sure.
Absolutely. And a lot of other interesting pop stuff where it's not just the 1-4-5 chords. You've got a lot of other interesting things going on there. Yes, it's a pop tune, but you want to make something else out of it musically?
Yeah. Well, that's very observant of you, Bonnie, and because you're starting to learn some guitar yourself.
I am.
Listen to her.
But yeah, it's you know, power chords are nice in some situations, but when I'm doing clean tones or an acoustic guitar, you know, it's great to throw other voicings in there. I'm sure you're right that the Beatles had a big influence on that. But yeah, probably my experience in jazz band too in college or whatever. But I like my 9th and 13th, so keep it interesting.
Oh, yeah. I find that just the texture is just so much more interesting.
Yeah.
And yet it still fits into the whole, you know, pop rock song. You can mm-hmm. still do that, you know, but it just adds something else.
Sure, sure. It's like the Red Hot Chili Peppers guitarist Josh Klinghoffer said. He's like, you know, I start with something normal of a progression, but then I like to throw an extra note or two in there that makes you go, huh? What? Yeah. Catches your ear a little bit.
So what is happening with the band now? You've got this second EP out. You're playing some gigs tonight and tomorrow night locally. Mm-hmm. Are you on tour yet? Are you taking it out nationally yet?
Oh, that's what we're working on. We've done some regional stuff, whether it would be Chicago, Minneapolis. Did some nice shows in Chicago, like Metro House of Blues and stuff like that. But yeah, right now, you know, the local shows, it's nice that we're getting some better local shows and that, you know, an evening slot at Summerfest this year. That's our first evening slot there. So
and which day woo-hoo. Is that?
That's going to be Thursday, June 27th.
Okay.
At 6 p.m. So we're excited for that. Mm-hmm. And but yeah, really, it's right now we're pushing this latest release, Saturns of Stars, quite a bit. You know, a lot of radio appearances. But yes, we'd love to get out nationally, and we're working on that.
Is that something that Stephen will be able to help you with?
Yes, okay. Yes, we're talking about that. So
trying to get the tours going and all of that. Now, you've opened for some big folks already.
Well, yeah, I had the privilege of opening for the Beach Boys last summer. Actually the summer of 2011, so that was wonderful. And yeah, we just sharing the stage with some bands mm-hmm. and, you know, trying to build that draw, trade audiences and, you know, mm-hmm. spread the word every way we can.
How about internet? Do you find that people are like tuning in, like getting onto your website and paying attention that way? Because I know that's a big thing now, Bandcamp and, you know, all of the different places where people can find music.
Oh, it is. It's huge. And that's something I'm grateful for is that's one of the ways that we're able to really develop like an international audience right now because we haven't been able to tour outside the country yet. However, we're seeing all these fans in Europe join the Facebook page, and we had a nice Europe blog written about us that gave our EP a 5-star review. So I'd say the internet's really helpful for the international, you know, building the brand that way. And, you know, as far as the shows around here go, I mean, I think that's more word of mouth and radio appearances like this and stuff.
Right.
But yeah.
And, of course, the thing is about with the internet stuff is you have to somehow translate that into supporting you. There
right.
has to be some sort of financial thing.
Exactly.
And I think a lot of people are struggling with how to make that happen.
That's true.
Right.
Yeah. That's true. Yeah.
It's like great to get your name out there, but then you need it to come back. People need to buy albums. They need, you know, you need to have shows that people can come to.
Exactly.
You know, and finding representation that's going to, like, get you out there.
Mm-hmm. Right, you know? Right. The way that money's being made is changing every day.
I know. It seems like there's no set way anymore. There's no longer the old record deal. The A&R guy comes and says, okay, here you go, mm-hmm. and let's do it. Now you almost have to invent it yourself.
That's
exactly.
true. That's true.
Yeah. Well, that's why there's things like Kickstarter is such a cool thing, seeing so many bands utilize that to fund albums and tours and things like that. I mean, that's a really great way to really bring the fans in and let them, you know, help the band, and in turn the band will give them just an awesome tour or album or something like that. So that's a cool thing to see coming up these days.
And so are you finding that local audiences are as receptive as your international and national fans?
Oh, yeah. I mean, we make it a point when fans go through the effort of seeing us live because we know that they could be choosing to do 100 other things that night. But we make it a point to put on our very best show all the time.
Exactly.
And we also make it a point to change things up, add special moments to the show, whether mm-hmm. it's funny moments, emotional moments, or, you know, just stories, crowd involvement, whatever. I mean, we really pride ourselves on the live show as kind of the cornerstone of what we do.
Okay.
Exactly.
Will there be a full album coming out?
Well, there's definitely more than enough songs.
Oh, yeah.
So I guess that's just a matter of, you know, what we want to do. But, yeah, I mean, they're all out there. Mm-hmm. I guess we just decided to do another EP right away because it was a matter of limited time in the studio, only being able to fly Steven in for 3 days. You can only bang out 3 songs.
But. Right. So that's coming, though.
Sure.
Yeah,
sure.
It's on the horizon, we'll
yes.
say. On the horizon.
Oh, yes.
Coming soon to an MP3 store near you.
And a venue
yes.
near you as well.
Absolutely.
So, well, Ian and Brian, I want to thank you both so much for coming in today and playing us a little bit. We'll go out with one of the tunes from the EP. And tell me quickly about the show tonight and about tomorrow night.
It's Friday and Saturday are our shows. Friday we're at Sandbar yes. in Pewaukee.
Sandbar.
And then Saturday evening we are at
Donny Boys.
Waukesha.
Yes.
Okay. So 2 opportunities for people to hear you.
Oh,
yes,
boy.
And many and many more to come.
So we'll go to the website. We'll put the website on ours, and we'll link to it, and that way everyone will know where to find you. You have all your tour dates on there.
Yes.
Cool.
Thank you, Bonnie.
All right. Well, again, Ian and Brian, thank you so much.
Oh, thank
Absolutely.
You.
Absolutely. Thanks again.
Whoa, could I just get a chance to show?
Ian Ash and Brian Farver are 2/3 of Ian and the Dream. The group's recent EP is called Saturns of Stars. The track we're hearing is called Kept My Heart Alive. You can find links to more about Ian and the Dream and their upcoming shows from links at wuwm.com/lakeeffect. Our in-studio performance was engineered by John Strelecki, who is just one of many people that make this show possible every week. We're also produced by Dan Harmon, Stephanie Lecce, and Bonnie North, with production support from Amy Kiley and Eleanor Peterson. I'm Mitch Tyke. Have a great Memorial Day weekend, and I sure hope we will be a part of it. Join us again tomorrow and Sunday afternoon at 3 for Lake Effect Weekend from 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee Public Radio. We're NPR in Milwaukee. It's 11 o'clock. Stay tuned. Fresh Air is next.
I'll keep on somehow. I had to hide behind an old sweet song.